Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me again welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to continue our teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to read verse number 1. And it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Now, as I have mentioned before in my previous teaching, Paul the Apostle was preaching to the church at Corinth, and he was concerned about their understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he expressed to them, he does not want them to be ignorant or a lack of knowledge or information on this subject or any subject that pertains to the things of God. If anyone is to be informed, it is the children of God. Remember, we have an adversary. Amen. We have an adversary, the devil, and he will attempt to confuse you so you cannot understand the word of God. Amen. So turn with me, please, to 1 Peter chapter 5. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to read verse number 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So it tells us who our adversary is. He's Satan, and he's good at what he does. But the word tells us to be sober, to be vigilant. And so we can be that. We have to be serious of purpose, careful in our watch, keeping awake in our daily assignments. And one way of doing this is to have an understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and not being ignorant. We have learned in our previous teachings that there are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit explained in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Please go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 4 through 11. Now, I will be reading these verses from the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Wayman. It's a different translation, but we will get to the same place at the same time. Now, 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse number 4 through 11. Now, there are various kinds of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. Various kinds of official services, and yet the same Lord. Various kinds of effects, and yet the same God who produces all the effects in each person. Verse 7. But to each a manifestation of the Spirit has been granted for the common good. To one the word of wisdom has been granted through the Spirit. To another the word of knowledge by the will of the same Spirit, to one in the same Spirit. Special faith. To another various kinds of healings in the one Spirit. To another the exercise of miraculous powers, to another the gift of prophecy, to another the power of discriminating between spirits, to one various of the gifts of these results are brought about by one and the same Spirit, allotting them to each individually as he pleases. So we see here that all these gifts are manifested through the same Spirit. All the gifts are supernaturally manifestations distributed by the Spirit as he wills. No one individual owns these gifts where he or she can turn them off and on when he pleases. Amen. These 9 gifts are divided into 3 categories. 3 that say something, 3 that do something, and 3 that reveal something. Now, the 3 that say something is known as the vocal gifts. They are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues or languages, and the interpretation of tongues. Again, the 3 that say something are known as the vocal gifts, or prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. The 3 that do something are known as the power gifts, and they are faith or special faith, the working of miracles, and gifts of healing. Again, the 3 that do something are known as the power gifts, and they are faith or special faith, the working of miracles, and the gifts of healings. And finally, the 3 that reveal something are known as the gifts of revelation. And they are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Again, the 3 that reveal something known as the gifts of revelation are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, we have already discussed the gifts that say something, or better known as the vocal gifts. And last week, we just finished the gifts that do something, better known as the power gifts. And we just finished with the gifts of healing. Amen. So let's turn our attention to the last categories of gifts, which are the gifts that reveal something, or better known as the gifts of revelation. And they are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Let's begin with the subject, the word of wisdom. It is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and the will of God. Let me repeat that. The word of wisdom, it is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and the will of God. Amen. As the body of Christ, we are to desire the gifts of the Spirit to be made manifest among us, and then leave it up to the Holy Spirit to use those with whom He wills. Amen. The Holy Spirit would not use anyone in the same way. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. And it says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So don't try to do any of these manifestations on your own. You will only get yourself in trouble. Now, not everyone will possess all the gifts of the Spirit in manifestation. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, 8, go there. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 8, it says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. So it's obvious then that all the gifts are given equally to everyone. Now let us desire these manifestations, and let us allow the Holy Spirit to manifest Himself in our midst as He wills. You know, the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our guide. He's our instructor here on earth. And so we shall allow Him to come and do what He does best. Amen? Remember, when I said, if we just say what the Bible says, we will not get into trouble. People call these manifestations the gifts of wisdom or the gift of knowledge. That is not correct. We must call them what the Bible calls them, or we will become confused. And we don't want confusion or ignorance when it comes to the things of the Holy Spirit. Amen? The scripture we just read is not talking about wisdom or knowledge in the general sense. It is talking about just what it says, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Amen? We can agree that God has all wisdom, amen, and all knowledge. There is nothing He doesn't know. Matter of fact, He knows the end at the beginning. But He never reveals to anybody everything that He knows. He never reveals to anybody everything that He knows. Please turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29. Again, that's Deuteronomy chapter 29. And we're going to read verse 29. And it says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. What? The secret things belong to the Lord our God. So there must be some secret things that only God knows, and He has not revealed them to mankind yet. It says, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. But God has revealed some things to us and to our children, and they belong to us forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So we see here that God has some secret things, and He will reveal to them in His time to to us. Amen. But until then, the things that have already been revealed to us belong to us. Amen. God just gives us a portion of a sentence. And it is the same with wisdom. It is not the gift of wisdom. It is the gift of the word of wisdom that God reveals to man. Only the word or part of the word that he wants you to know. Amen. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm speaking about. Say, for instance, if you needed legal advice for a certain issue, and I'm pretty sure you would seek an attorney for the advice on the matter. Well, that lawyer would not give you all the legal wisdom he has, because you wouldn't need all of it. He's going to just give you a part or a word of the legal wisdom that pertains to your particular case. Why would he go talk to you about legal advice in terms of a murder when you're coming in about a tax issue? He won't do that. He's just going to give you a word of wisdom, legal wisdom, and that is really all you need. What's the same word with God? He's only going to give you a portion of it, of the word, what you need for that particular circumstance. Amen. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and the will of God. Let me repeat that again, because I do not want you to miss this. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and will of God. On the other hand, had the word of knowledge, it is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning facts in the mind of God relating to people, places, or things. Let me repeat that. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning certain facts in the mind of God relating to people, places, or things. Now, the difference between the two gifts, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, is revelation, which the word of knowledge brings, is always present knowledge, or it is knowledge of something which happened in the past. The word of wisdom, on the other hand, always speaks to the future. The word of wisdom always speaks to the future. Now, some of you might want to know, how does natural wisdom fit into this equation? How does the natural wisdom that we use every day fit into this equation that we're speaking about? Well, the word of wisdom often is confused with simple wisdom, using in dealing with the affairs of life. But wisdom in dealing with affairs of life is not a spiritual gift of the Holy Spirit. Repeat that. The wisdom in dealing with affairs of life is not a spiritual gift of the Holy Spirit. Remember, God told Joshua that the key to his success would lie in the meditating on the word of God. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Let's look at that. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. And it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do accordingly to all that is written in it." It says, "For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So let's look at this for a minute. It says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." So God's word should consistently be on our mouths. And then it says you should meditate in it day and night. And then it says that you may observe to do all that is written in it. And says that after you do all those things, it says then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. But isn't it interesting? It didn't say God will make your way prosperous. He says you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now look how God uses superlatives and adverbs to enhance his message. He says, why didn't he just say, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success? No, he said good success, because there is a thing such as bad success. And we see it every day in the world of athletes. We see them in the world of sports and the athletes that play these particular sports. We see where athletes in some sports, they're single and they're messing around with four or five women, and they have three and four, five, six babies by three and four different women. That's bad success. It's nothing successful for them. Anybody can lay around like a dog and make a baby. That's bad success. And we should not be looking at that as success. When you want to look at success, look at a man of God. Amen. Look at a man of principles, of integrity. He will show you what good success is. Another translator says this about this. It says, you shall make thyself prosperous, and then shall be able to deal wisely in the affairs of life. We want to deal with the things of God wisely, so the people can see our light, that it shines so bright, and they will glorify our Father that's in heaven. Amen. And we got to remember it. There is wisdom to be gained through the knowledge of God's word. But that wisdom is not supernaturally manifestation of the gift of the word of wisdom. As wise as Solomon was, his wisdom was not the manifestation of the supernatural word of wisdom, but it was given to him by God. It is the same kind of wisdom that is promised to us as Christians. Go with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse number 5. And it says this: if any one of you lacks wisdom, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Amen. So if you lack wisdom, ask God, because he will give it to you. He will give it to you. Amen. You just have to be willing to accept. And we have to accept this wisdom and knowledge on God's standards, not the world's standard. Amen. This wisdom James is referring to is the wisdom to deal wisely in the affairs of life. Wisdom to know how to conduct oneself as a Christian. God has promised his body, the church, this wisdom to deal with the everyday affairs of life. It is available to everyone who asks for it. Amen. Would you be bold enough to ask? James says, and he was writing to believers, that if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God for it. Now, please go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to read verse number 8. And the Apostle Paul is writing, and he says, for to one is given the word of wisdom. It says, for to one is given the word of wisdom. Now, I'd like you to notice, it said, to one is given, which we infers that not everyone is going to have the same manifestations. Amen. Paul then finishes by saying that the manifestations of the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit are given only as the Spirit wills. Amen. Only as the Spirit wills. God will reveal his own mind, purpose, and plan to mankind a supernatural way by the supernatural manifestation of the word of wisdom. Amen. That's how God would do it. And that gift of the word of wisdom is to be distinguished from the general wisdom in dealing with the affairs of life. And he will give to all who ask. Amen. The word of wisdom may come in many forms. The word of wisdom, like the word of knowledge, may be given by an audible voice, a vision, or a dream. It may come through the vocal gifts of prophecy, or through the tongues, or through interpretations. In the Old Testament, Moses received the revelation of the law in an audible voice as God gave it to him. This law concerned God's purpose for Israel. Therefore, it had to be the word of wisdom which was exercised. In the Old Testament, as the prophets would prophesy, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge would flow together. In the New Testament, the same thing is in operation. Well, I'm just about out of time for today, but I'm not out of message. But please join us next week. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.